Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A local community pharmacy helps those who may be challenged to afford some necessary medicines and medical supplies. The St. Vincent de Paul Pharmacy assists area residents who face such difficulty. Betty Cummings, board member of the St. Vincent de Paul Pharmacy, along with Doyle Jeter, join me in studio for a conversation. Betty, there may be those who have not heard about the pharmacy and are curious to know exactly how it operates. Share with us about how all this is put together.
Well, we have been in operation. It will be 14 years in April. From the beginning, our aim is to help people who otherwise would have the choice between eating and having their medicine. We have been able to serve 5,300 people, patients from a 19 parish area since that time, and we try to make it friendly to the people who need us.
What are some of the types of prescriptions that are filled?
Well, we do take care of sometimes emergency things like antibiotics, that sort of thing.
Right.
But the most of it would be the prescriptions needed by chronic patients with blood pressure or cholesterol or issues concerning diabetes.
And there are some medicines that are not carried by the pharmacy, correct?
Oh, yes. We do not have narcotics, scheduled drugs, or any contraceptives.
Tell us about the demographic, who comes by and who receives those services.
In the last couple of years, it's been more younger people, families, children. In the beginning, it was mostly older white women who did not access the system and mm-hmm. did not have Medicare, Medicaid, and therefore were at greater risk of not being able to take care of their prescriptions.
Well, tell us exactly, how does St. Vincent de Paul operate?
Someone who has a prescription and doesn't think that their finances will pay for it can go and be interviewed. The first visit, identification, some kind of identification mm-hmm. would be required, but not the whole list of things that will eventually figure into whether they could be a continuing patient. Those things would include rent receipts, utility receipts.
How does St. Vincent de Paul receive their supplies and their funding?
We have had some wonderful donors, and we have been able to access some grants. Our pharmacist in charge, John Biglane, has also been a grant writer for us, has gotten us connected with the First Call for Help. We have some friends. We are getting ready for a big benefit for our pharmacy coming up this Saturday. The idea is it's a St. Patrick's Day celebration at Enoch's Irish Pub on Louisville there. They provide very good opportunity for us. They share the proceeds of that evening.
Doyle, sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of things going on during the benefit.
Once again, everything kicks off at 3 p.m. on Saturday. And as Betty mentioned, it's the day before St. Pat's Day, but more bang for the buck for the fundraiser, you know. But the prizes, we're very, very excited this year. We've got some stuff people will really be interested in, the grand prizes. Duck Dynasty folks, Duck Commander has donated
yeah.
a big basket of special prizes. And God knows they're all over the place in the news. We're proud of them. A $300 Bayou Bash package that's in Baton Rouge in late May with a big concert at LSU mm-hmm. Stadium with Tim McGraw, Miranda Lambert, Zach Brown. I mean, the top of the tops there. And one big thing that happened this year is Guinness Company out of Dublin and our friends at Glazer helped us attain 200 free Guinness shirts. And our friends at MojoWear donated their time and money and printed on the back of them free. We have a special yeah. commemorative shirt. And the purchase of the shirt also gets you a raffle ticket for the grand prize. So it's a two-for-one deal. And just tons of other incredible prizes.
And all of this going towards St. Vincent de Paul. And Doyle, why host this event?
Well, we say it kind of half tongue-in-cheek, but we sincerely mean it. For so many years, we just had a knockdown drag out at the pub, you know. About 1999, we said we won't open our doors at Enoch's unless we're raising money for charity. We started working with different people. For the past 9 or 10 years, we have dedicated all monies raised to St. Vincent de Paul Society Pharmacy, and we're very proud to be involved with them. We're honored, actually, and it's always a great crowd, and everybody knows it's for a good cause.
We have a lot of fun. They usually have bagpipers and other Irish singers. The music is great, and the fellowship, it's just fun.
Well, it sounds like a great event coming up this Saturday. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
Betty Cummings, a board member with the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and Doyle Jeter of Enochs, our guest today on Lanyap. You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting our listening room online at kedm.org.